Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you need help with, if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. We'll be speaking to Elijah Stacy at the bottom of the hour. Elijah's book is The Big If. It's called A Small If. And it is a small if, actually, which is kind of an interesting story that Elijah will tell us about. Elijah was born 20 years ago with a rare form of MD, muscular dystrophy, called Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, DMD, which is a fatal muscle-wasting disease that affects mostly men and usually starts off at a very young age. Most people who have Duchenne are not mostly, the average age of diagnosis is around 5 years old. It occurs in about 1 in 5,000 or so males born worldwide. It's one of the many different types of muscular dystrophy, which is kind of a generic term. There's some 25 or 30 different types of muscular dystrophy, which just simply means the muscles are deteriorating. Duchenne's muscular dystrophy involves a specific type of deterioration. Most people don't make it very long. They usually live to be in their 20s, and by the time they're 15, they're in a wheelchair. Elijah Stacy has an incredibly inspiring story. He was given 10 years to live. He's still around, and now he is an inspiring, motivational speaker and author. We'll talk to Elijah Stacy. I love inspiring stories. I want The Bright Side to be an inspiring show. There's so much negative stuff out there. Oh, my God. There is so much stuff that makes us feel scared and distressed and anxious. And it's almost like it's intentional. You would think that it was intentional if you watched the news. What the heck do we need to know all that silly stuff on the news? Oh, my God. Turn off the news and listen to inspiring stuff. If you find yourself unable to sleep or anxious or depressed, I know I was talking to my friend Robert a couple days ago, and I called him up, and he just answered the phone in this kind of depressed voice. I said, "Robert, what's wrong?" He goes, "Oh, the vaccine, and oh, I can't believe what's going on in the world." I said, "Robert, stop watching the news and read something inspiring. There's just as much good stuff in the world as bad stuff. Unfortunately, our brain is hardwired to see the bad stuff. The good stuff isn't threatening. The good stuff doesn't threaten our survival, only the bad stuff. So our brain is hardwired. It's predisposed. It's called negative bias. The brain has a negative bias. It wants to see the negative stuff, and that is perpetuated. That negative bias is perpetuated by the news, by the media, by forces that want us to buy things. Fear sells. If it bleeds, it leads, as they say in the journalism business. So turn off the news, read something inspiring, and that's what I want The Bright Side to be all about. That's why I call this program The Bright Side. Elijah Stacey will be with us telling us his inspiring story at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if you want to help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. If you want a win-win business opportunity where you make money and you help people in their lives, the longevity business opportunity is something you at the very least want to look at. Head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can click on the Join the Team link to start the business. Or if you just want info, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask them how you, too, can be part of the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business, work out of your home. And if you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to enter into the business world with a very low investment. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We will speak to Elijah Stacey at the bottom of the hour, and his book, A Small If, is available on Amazon and Kindle. Elijah Stacey at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue talking about the skin. Last program we talked about the underneath the iceberg part of the skin. It's been said that the tip of an iceberg is 10%, and underneath the water is 90% of the iceberg. The skin is the same way. The dermis is 90% of the skin, and it's underneath the water, so to speak. It's underneath the epidermis, and this is where aging occurs. Aging occurs throughout the skin, but this is where a lot of the signs of aging, a lot of the really specific things that we hate about aging skin, especially the wrinkles and the fine lines and the dryness and the thinning and the laxity, the looseness, all of those are dermal phenomena. The dermis is connective tissue, and anything you do to build the dermis in the skin will build the connective tissue throughout the body. Anything you do that builds the connective tissue throughout the body will also build the dermis. And that's why supplementing with glucogel caps is great, because that will help you with your dermis. That will help keep you prevent wrinkles. That will help thicken the skin. That will make the skin tighter and make the skin more moist, because moisturization occurs from the dermis and the connective tissue. And you'll also build your bones. And you'll also build your connective tissue. Your cartilage, which is connective tissue. Last program we talked about something called GAGs, glycosaminoglycans, and proteoglycans. Glycosaminoglycans and proteoglycans are exemplified by the molecule hyaluronic acid. I'm sure most of you guys have heard of hyaluronic acid. Certainly if you listen to this program, we talk about it all the time. Hyaluronic acid is unbelievably valuable. One of the most valuable supplements you could take, and one of the most valuable parts of the body and the skin that you can focus on, is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is an important player in skin health. It's an important player in bone health. It's an important player in intestinal health. It's an important player in cardiovascular health. It's an important player in immune health. And the cool thing about hyaluronic acid is, in addition to taking it orally, you can actually get benefits by using it topically. Now, you're not going to get specific benefits for your connective tissue necessarily, but you will get some benefits for the surface of the skin, because one of the neat things about hyaluronic acid is it's a water trapper. It's a water magnet. If you take a little, if you take some powder, some hyaluronic acid powder, and add water to it, maybe a gram of hyaluronic acid, and you start adding water to it, that gram will suck up the water, and it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. You could put a gallon of water in a gram of hyaluronic acid. That's amazing. A gram is 1/5 of a teaspoon, and it will actually swell up to form this massive gel ball, as you add water. You can add up to a gallon of water to a gram of hyaluronic acid. That's incredibly water trapping. And that water trapping property plays many roles in keeping the skin healthy, as well as in keeping the skin beautiful. Keeps the skin healthy. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We got lines open, all our lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll continue talking about connective tissue, the dermis, and hyaluronic acid when we come back from our break. Elijah Stacey, author of the book A Small If, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a sec. Lijah Stacy will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which Elijah suffers from and writes about in his book, A Small If. Elijah shares lessons, 13 lessons he's learned throughout his very short life, relatively short life's journey, losing his ability to walk, being bullied, losing his brother to Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, and learning that his other brother has a diagnosis of Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, and yet Elijah still has an inspiring story to tell. His book, A Small If. We'll talk to Elijah at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010. So I'm definitely not going to get a chance to, I'm not going to be able to tell you everything I want to tell you about hyaluronic acid, but I can tell you a few little things about it, and then we'll continue on our next episode talking about this stupendously valuable molecule, non-toxic, unbelievably beneficial, not an essential nutrient, but really, really super important. It absorbs water, and that makes it really ideal for skincare. That's why you find it in skincare products. I've been working with it in skincare products for a long time, but only recently, like the last 15 or 20 years, have you been seeing it in non-deluxe, we'll say, skincare products, in just plain old skincare products that you get at the drugstore or the department store. And the hyaluronic acid's claim to fame is that it sucks up water. This water trapping, they call that hygroscopicity, H-Y-G-R-O-S-O-P-I-S-C-O-P-I-C. Hygroscopic means it traps water. Hyaluronic acid can trap lots of water, and that gives it a softening effect on the surface of the skin. Kind of plasticizes it. It makes the surface of the skin more fluid. The stratum corneum has to have a certain fluidity to it in order for it to be able to do its work, and hyaluronic acid helps improve that. And it also helps soothe and moisturize, we'll say, or hydrate. Hard skin, helps as a softening effect on the skin. Also has a plumping effect, and it can actually have a tightening effect. I use it in a couple of my products that are designed to tighten the surface of the skin and plump the surface of the skin. I talked about that yesterday. My Truth Hyaluronic Mineral Hydrator is designed to do that. But here's the key. By keeping the stratum corneum hydrated, not only do you make that surface, that hard fingernail-like surface, fluid and more attractive and more comfortable, but you can also improve the enzyme chemistry. There's a lot of enzyme chemistry that's going on in the stratum corneum. Stratum corneum has a reputation for being dead. You'll hear people say, oh, the surface of the skin is dead. Well, kind of, sort of. There's no living cells there, but there's lots of activity, lots of enzyme activity. And in order for the cells to drop off, to slough off, they call that desquamation, that's the cells flopping off of the surface. We'll talk about that in a couple of days, how important that is for keeping the skin healthy. In order for that to occur, chemistry has to happen. And in order for chemistry to happen, you got to have hydration. The chemistry of desquamation, of cells flopping off the surface, depends on enzymes, which themselves depend on hydration. And so by keeping the stratum corneum, the skin surface, hydrated, you can improve that enzyme chemistry, and that will make the cells flop off the way they should. You can tell that cells are not flopping off the way they should if your skin is scaly, or if you have white patch, or you have a white flakes on the surface of the skin. Sometimes people say, my skin is ashy. Classic example of cells not flopping off as they should, not desquaming as they should, is dandruff. And you can have dandruff on your skin, not necessarily on your scalp, but just on your arms or on your legs. And that'll appear as like white stuff on the surface. It looks ashy. Well, that's the result of cells not desquaming. Cells are desquaming. They're falling off appropriately. To desquame means to fall off. If they're not desquaming appropriately, if they are desquaming appropriately, you won't notice it. If they're not desquaming appropriately, you will notice it. You'll see white stuff. That's the cells clumping up. Hyaluronic acid will prevent that from occurring. So if you notice that your skin is ashy, or even if you notice you have dandruff, you can put hyaluronic acid on the surface of your skin. It's a little sticky. So you may not necessarily want to put it in your hair because it is sticky. But if you get a hyaluronic acid spray, that might not be sticky. And we have one at Truth, Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, where you can make your own hyaluronic acid spray. I'll just break open a capsule, put it in water. As I say, it dissolves right into water. It is a little sticky, so you don't want to put much, but just a little bit. If you have dandruff, or if you have ashy skin on the surface, ashiness on the surface of your skin, hyaluronic acid spray can help with that. Hyaluronic acid also plays a very important role in maintaining the health of the dermis by virtue of its water-trapping property. And if you're young and you're healthy, you'll notice that your skin is kind of plump. And that plumpness is partially the result of hyaluronic acid's water-trapping properties in the dermis. As we get older, we don't make as much hyaluronic acid. Not only that, as we get older, our body creates enzymes that break down hyaluronic acid. Actually, it's always creating these enzymes, but these enzymes accumulate. We got lots more enzyme activity, lots more degradation degradatory enzymatic activity. There's always a balance between degradation and buildup. Catabolism means to break down, and anabolism means to build up. And there's always a balance between breakdown and buildup. But as we get older, catabolism starts to increase relative to buildup. And one of the reasons this happens is because of enzymes like something called hyaluronidase. Hyaluronidase, whenever you hear ACE, think enzyme, is an enzyme that deteriorates or breaks down hyaluronic acid. And as we get older, and as we're subject to inflammation and poor diet and poor lifestyle strategies and nutritional deficiencies, this enzyme, hyaluronidase, accumulates and builds up. And that's one of the reasons why hyaluronic acid levels in the skin, in the dermis, start to drop as we get older. And that accounts, at least partially, for the thinning skin that is so characteristic of us older folks. I'm not quite that old yet, but I'm getting there. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see if we get a phone call or two in. Elijah Stacy will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And let's say good morning to Dorian. Good morning, Dorian.
Hi, Dad. My mom has some spinal issues going on.
Yeah.
Pain in her hand as well. Her hand.
Oh, no. How old is she?
She is 65.
Okay, so she's got to do, first of all, she probably doesn't know about nutritional supplementation, I'm assuming. So she's probably starting to experience some of the things I just talked about, which is where the body just breaks down as we get older. It doesn't have to, but if, you know, you're 65 and you haven't been taking care of yourself for 6+ decades, that's just what's going to happen. So a couple things you want to do right away. First of all, the most important thing to do when you're starting to experience these kinds of distressing symptoms like pain and the contractions and shriveling up, which happens as we get older, is stretch. Have her just start stretching every morning, touching her toes and doing runner stretches. And if she can get rolfing or some kind of body work, that will also help, especially in the extremities, the hands, the fingers, the feet, and the toes. Those tend to be the first parts of the body as we get older that contract, and where we start to experience some of these painful issues, and it can get really bad. So have her stretch. You can do all kinds of stretching with your fingers and your feet. You do these exercises with your feet and a tennis ball with your toes, like grabbing a tennis ball with your toes and sort of doing stretching exercise that way. You can do hand grip exercises for your hands. Even just extending your fingers really wide first thing in the morning can help. So that's the first thing to do. That's not even nutritional supplements. And then there's the music, but a couple nutritional supplements are real important. Ultimate EFAs, absolute must. They're anti-inflammatory, and they help fluidize some of that connective tissue. So Ultimate EFAs, I would also be using vitamin E, which is very important, and alpha-lipoic acid, which is very important for helping acting as an antioxidant. And then magnesium, the Osteomag. Get her on the Healthy Start Pack, too. There's tons more you could do, but that's a great start. Also, the glucogel caps probably are a plus.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday approved legislation to temporarily raise the federal government's $28.4 trillion debt limit and hopefully avoid default later this month. The partisan 50-48 vote will pile on nearly a half a trillion dollars to the debt if the bill passes Democrat-controlled House on Tuesday. The U.S. Navy says some members of the nuclear-powered USS Connecticut's crew suffered minor injuries in a collision announced Thursday. Not many details were released, but a dozen or so sailors were injured from the sudden jolt in the vast Indo-Pacific region. The Seawolf class is a fast attack submarine with 140 crew, including 14 officers. They are quiet, fast, well-armed, and equipped with advanced sensors. Thursday night football was an NFC West showdown. The Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. The game was played in Seattle, Washington. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
As cleanup efforts continue off the Southern California coastline from last weekend's oil spill, finding out what happened continues to narrow its focus on a cargo ship's massive anchor that may have hit and dragged the underwater pipeline, causing a one-foot gash. California State University Marine Transport Professor Steve Brown tells MSNBC the anchor theory could very well be the culprit.
The fact that the pipeline appears to have been dragged leads me to conclude that it probably was caught on the ship's anchor.
Environmental watchdog group SkyTruth's John Amos.
As long as you have shipping and offshore oil development operating in close proximity, this is the kind of accident and spill that you can expect to have happen.
The first images of the damaged pipeline are being released to the media. Officials say satellite images of the area littered with cargo ships waiting to unload near Long Beach, California, may pinpoint who is responsible. Fans of comic books and superhero movies went back to the Javits Center in New York City on Thursday as Comic-Con returned in person to the Big Apple after coronavirus lockdowns canceled last year's event. Celebrities expected to appear at the show, which runs through Sunday, include Star Trek actor William Shatner, Stranger Things actor David Harbour, and Star Wars bad boy Hayden Christensen. The vaccine police will also be on hand as well. Reed Pop, the company that produces the convention, said it planned to limit capacity to about 140,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You got a search engine up, search box if you miss a program and want to review a subject or want to share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. We have 11 years of archived daily programs up at brightsideben.com, as well as the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a longevity business. You can also head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, and check out our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews at criticalhealthnews.com. All our websites have the longevity products and Join the Team Now links that you can click on to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, join the Brightside Ben team by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for information or to order products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. Also would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. All designed to heal the skin. Healing is beauty. And that's why we have 2,000 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at truthreviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. Or you can purchase Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. The inspiring Elijah Stacy suffers from Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, which is a horrific illness. There's, as I said earlier, muscular dystrophy is a generic term. There's many different forms of muscular dystrophy. Duchenne's is one of the worst. The average age of diagnosis is 5 years old. I think Elijah was diagnosed with it when he was a little bit older than that. He has written a book called A Small If, which is 13 lessons that he's learned throughout his somewhat short life's journey of losing his ability to walk, getting bullied in school, losing his brother Max to Duchenne, learning that his other brother had the same disease. Please welcome to the bright side the very inspiring and motivating Elijah Stacy. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. It's so cool what you're doing, I got to tell you. And you're 19 years old, right?
I'm actually 20 now.
You're 20. That is amazing, amazing, amazing what you're doing. So what is it that motivated you to kind of turn this thing around and make lemons out of lemonade, or make lemonade out of lemons? Life gave you lemons, and sometimes that happens, but you decided you're going to turn it into lemonade and help people. What is it that went through your head that made you want to do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I've just kind of always been that person that wants to turn, you know, a negative into a positive. But when I was 15 years old, I was getting really interested in business. I started reading a lot of business books and looking up to business, you know, like role models like Jeff Bezos and Steve Jobs. And I knew I wanted to do something great for the world. I just didn't know exactly what it was yet. And I always thought to myself, okay, why, like, when I was 15, right, I thought, why do I have to be 25 or 30 to do something different? Well, why can't I just do it now? But I didn't know what I wanted to do. Anyways, I go to this fundraiser for Duchenne. It's put together by a group of high school dancers. And so it's inside of a high school theater. And they have these booklets that they passed out before the presentation began. So I'm waiting for the presentation to begin, looking up this booklet. Has, you know, photos of all the dancers, some ads in it, whatever, right? At the end of the booklet, though, it talks about the Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And it mentions that, you know, people lose their ability to walk, it's a muscle wasting disease, and nothing new to me. And then it mentions that people lose the ability to use their arms, that they'll lose arm strength. And I think that really hit me because, you know, my dad was a head football coach, and I grew up on the football field. I was starting the football. I shot basketball hoops in my wheelchair with my friends at, you know, lunch. I was someone that's really active for being a disabled person. And so I couldn't imagine not being able to use my arms. But I kept reading. And so I'm reading this book with more. And then he mentions that most patients pass away when they're 25. And, you know, I stopped reading for a second, blood's rushing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this isn't, like, this is the first time I've ever heard of that. And I'm 15, you know, 25, you know, here. So I thought, no way. And then it mentioned that the disease is incurable. And to me, I took that as, okay, they're saying that, you know, there's nothing that can be done, it's over, you know. And I don't like I do like when people tell me I can't do something because it gives me, you know, great motivation to do exactly that, right? So I took it as a challenge, and I went home that day, and I just tried to get my mind off of things. So I put on my favorite superhero movie, Iron Man, and I'm watching Tony Stark, and he's using his knowledge to solve problems. And so I thought to myself, you know, why can't I do the same thing? And, you know, I love business, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to start a business, do something about it. So I ended up starting a nonprofit, got that all done, and that's basically the start of the journey, right?
What a cool story, man. That is awesome. So the book is a really interesting book, by the way, and very easy to read. I highly recommend it for the listeners. You got some really interesting chapters in there, but the one that caught my attention was The Cynic. And it seems like the world is so cynical today. And, you know, there's so much negative stuff out there. It's easy to just drop into the cynicism, especially for somebody like you. I mean, you read you have 10 years to live. You're dealing with wheelchairs. You're dealing with being bullied. You know, all the stuff that's going on in your life. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by the cynic and how do you address the cynic that seems to be not just present in our personal lives, but also the collective cynic that's in our culture. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by that and then tell us how you address it.
Yeah, so I had this really close friend of mine, you know, best friends at the time. You know, we're little kids up this, you know, the story is about being a little kid in elementary school. But anyways, he's really big on his grades. And he would always tell me, oh, you know, you're not as smart as me because, you know, you don't have straight A's, I have straight A's, you know, that type of thing. And so I thought, no, I don't try as hard as you. I mean, you know, you try super hard. I just don't care as much. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to try as hard and prove to you, like, this is using someone's negative energy as, you know, motivation. I thought, you know, no, I'm going to prove to you that I can do it too. Like, you're not smarter than me. It's just try hard. So, you know, for the first time I tried in fifth grade, I came extremely close, but I always struggled with reading and writing. So I had all A's and a B plus in writing or something like that. And then the next year in sixth grade, you know, I was even more motivated. I just, like, dominated. I had, like, all A's and, like, won a bunch of awards and whatever because I wanted to show them, like, no, like, you doubting me and you thinking I'm not able to do it, like, I don't believe that. You know, it's basically, like, you have to believe in yourself. And I know, like, that's cliche. I know everyone says that. But it's, like, don't even let any type of outside opinion influence you really believe about yourself. So, you know, if someone doubts that you can't do this job or you can't be a good athlete or whatever, and you believe you can, right? The lesson in this chapter is called Rocket Fuel. And that means that, you know, they're going to be tons of motivation right now. They're going to be free energy to go and dominate and to do what they say you can. So it's super, super empowering. So, like, that's the same thing when it comes to curing my disease. When I read in that booklet, you know, it's incurable. I mean, they gave me tons of Rocket Fuel because it says, okay, you say that we can't do anything, but I believe we can. So let's see who is right. Let's see who is right. And, that's what that's about.
Hang on to that thought, because I want to talk about a couple other things. I want to talk about your dad when we come back from the break. Say he's a football coach, and it seems to me like you're kind of a coach yourself in a way, Elijah. So I want to hang on to that thought. We'll get back to it when we come back from a break, and then I want to talk also about gratitude and what you mean by gratitude is blissful. Elijah Stacy is with us. His book, A Small If, more with Elijah Stacy on the Bright Side right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, we're talking to Elijah Stacey. His book, A Small If. Elijah is a sufferer of Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, one of many muscular dystrophies. So, Elijah, it strikes me that you're a coach in a way. Do you ever feel like that?
I never really felt like that, but I've been getting that a lot lately. So it's pretty interesting that you bring that up as well.
Yeah, you're like your dad. You said your dad's a football coach. You're kind of a life coach. I mean, you should kind of take that on. You could help a lot of people with that kind of perspective. I mean, you're doing it anyway. Tell us a little bit about gratitude. And I always found that gratitude is one of the most powerful attitudes that you can have. You have a chapter in your book called Gratitude is Blissful. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, so I really think that when you're in a true state of gratitude, not just saying, oh, I'm grateful. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm so grateful, but they don't mean it. But when you really mean that you're grateful for something, like, and you truly believe it, that is when you're in a state of bliss, I think. You know, you just feel such a peace and calming feeling. And so I practice gratitude a lot, and I think the great way to do it is through the power of contrast. And what I mean by that is you have to imagine what things could have been like. So, for example, I'm in a power wheelchair, and that sucks, right? It's not a good thing. But at least I have a power wheelchair, right? So I'm very grateful. And when I really imagine, and a powerful way to do that is, you know, close your eyes and really go through all the senses of visualizing what it'd be like not to have a power wheelchair. And that I can imagine life being extremely hard and difficult. And you can do this with all different types of things. You know, you could do it with your phone. I think that's the example I use in the book. It's go put your phone away for a few hours and act as if you don't have a smartphone. You know, people would go crazy, right? But that should make you be more appreciative of having a smartphone. You know, it's just basic stuff like that. But really having that gratitude just makes you in a state of bliss. And I just think it makes you appreciate life so much more when you truly are grateful for things.
Well, it goes through your head when you hear people complaining.
I try to have empathy and see where they're coming from because, I mean, a problem is a problem to someone. But, you know, to keep it real, a lot of people's problems just to me are just not real problems. I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat it. I just think sometimes people complain about things that are just like, you really shouldn't be complaining about that. It's not that big of a deal. Like, you know, there's so many other things that can go wrong and be hard on your life. And the other thing, too, is if you have a problem, I believe that you should view a problem as an opportunity to improve your character, right, to exercise your virtue. So that's a big one, too, is, you know, people think, you know, a problem or a challenge is like the end of the world. But to me, I see that it's not like that's an opportunity for you to strengthen your character. And the great thing about doing that is when you strengthen your character, the next time you're faced with adversity, you're not really worried about it because you know, okay, I got through this last thing easily. I'm going to get through this too. Like, at this point in my life, I don't know what I can't get through. Like, I'm very confident that I can overcome anything that's going to come my way.
Wow. And then where does competition fit into all of this?
Well, yeah. So, you know, you mentioned my dad was a head football coach. He's a defensive coach now. But it's made me super competitive ever since I was a little kid. And you know, I'm constantly competing with myself to be a better version of myself. Mm. And so, you know, I do that every day. You know, I want to get smarter, so I'm constantly reading books. I want to improve my
What do you read, Elijah? What kind of books are you reading?
I read everything, honestly. I really just read nonfiction. But, I mean, I read, you know.
What's had the most impact on you? Some of the books that have had the most impact on you.
Yeah, you know, I think the book that I probably resort to, and I think a lot of you probably said this book in Tacticum too, it's How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. That book.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
A great one.
That's a big one. And the other book I would say is, you know, the Bible, I would say, it has, like, you know, if you read it from, like, a really deep point of view, too, like, there's so much there that people kind of just over, I think.
It's a great motivational book. The Bible's a great motivational book, an inspirational book. Inspirational,
literally. Yeah. It just explains humanity. Like, I was talking to some friends, you know, we're talking about ego and pride, and, like, so regardless of what you believe about the Bible, whether you think it's, you know, fake or made up or whatever, look, here's the point, right? The devil fell from heaven because of pride. And so, you know, you could view that as, you know, we have this perfect place, heaven, and someone was kicked out of it because of pride. They lost everything they had because of pride. And, like, I think that's true today, too. Like, people within their jobs, you know, they become so prideful, and then they end up getting fired if they can't, you know, be humble enough to learn, oh, you know, I'm the problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a big lesson there, but, like, people kind of...
Jesus was kind of like Jesus is an example of what happens when you lose your ego. Like,
exactly.
Right? To be like Christ means to be egoless in a way.
Exactly. No, exactly. And I think that's a great lesson. Like, I always tell people, you got to crucify your ego. Right? You got to put that.
Yeah, you got to crucify your ego. That's how it feels like to me. The cross is almost like represents kind of like the body, and dying to so you can have new life represents the ego dying so that you can be really pure and good and have a great life on top of that. Yeah, I like that. I think the same way. I notice you quote the Stoics, Epictetus. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how the Stoicism and the philosophy of the Stoics relates to what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's a major lesson in my book. It's called The Dichotomy of Control. And basically, there's an English Stoic, and I relate so much to him, Epictetus. And he basically said to take nature as it is given. So what they mean is you got to focus on what you can control and disregard what you cannot control. But the key here is that a majority of things are not in your control.
Mm.
Okay. And everybody's trying to control everything, right? Like, a good example, and here's another thing, too. Like, you can influence things, but that's different than controlling it. So, a great example is this. You know, you might want someone to like you, right? You want to be friends with them. So you'll be really nice to them. You'll be polite to them. You'll take an interest in them. You do all the right things. You're trying to influence them, right? And that's all you can do. But at the end of the day, you can't control if they're going to like you or not, because they may not like anybody. They might just be a miserable person that likes nobody. So you can't control that. And so you have to really realize that when you do, I think it really frees you from all the stress and all the pressure of just trying to control everything. You know, you got to realize you just can't. You can't control everything.
Talk to us about the metaphor that you use with the archer and the target.
Yeah, so basically the ancient Stoics, it's a metaphor of they have, you know, an archer. And so you imagine you're trying to hit a target. Okay, so what's in their control is, you know, how long they've been practicing, how much they're going to pull the bow back, you know, when they're going to release it, all that stuff, right? That's in the archer's control. What's not in their control, though, is if it actually hits the target. There's so many things that could change that, right? For example, the weather. A large animal could walk by and intercept the arrow once it's in the air. You know, there's so many things that are not in the control of the archer, and the archer just... they can't be satisfied if it hits it or not, because that's not in their control. They should be satisfied. And I admit, this is hard to change your thinking like this, but once you do, it's free. But, you know, the archer should be satisfied with doing the best they could, because that's all they could control. They can't control, you know, if this big buffalo comes by and intercepts the arrow. So that's the archer metaphor that really explains the dichotomy of control.
So you got to know that there's all kinds of craziness going on in the world, and people are freaking out, and they're depressed, and there's anxiety, and you watch the news. It's easy to fall into just despair. What is one lesson that you could, the most important lesson that you could share with somebody who's just freaking out about how the world is today?
Well, I think that, honestly, I would probably say that dichotomy of control would be a really big one. Because, you know, there's a lot of things to freak out over, but a lot of those things you can't control. But another one that I would really resort to as well is actually lesson 13, which is prioritize your character. And that basically teaches that, you know, your character is the most valuable thing that you have.
Mm.
You know, if you're really wealthy, right, you need good character. It's good under all circumstances. Let me explain. You know, if you're poor, okay, good character will help you get through being poor. If you're wealthy, good character will help you make the best use of your wealth. The thing that's common here is good character, right? Your good character you use. The same thing with health. If you have good health, good character will let you make the best use of it. If you're poor health, good character will make you use the best use of it and get through it. So having character is really important. It's the most valuable thing. And the thing is the only way to improve your character is through going through adversity.
Mm.
Right? So, only way to improve your character is when you're hit with a challenge.
Yeah.
You can exercise that virtue. So right now, a lot of people are hit with a challenge, and how are you going to respond to it? What kind of person are you going to be? That's what I tell people, right? You know, so I have this shin, you know, lost my ability to walk in a wheelchair. Who am I going to be, though? How am I going to respond
to it? I love it. Awesome. Awesome story. Thank you so much, Elijah. So inspiring. The book is small. Hey, hang on the line, will you? Hang on. I want you to hang on the line. Say goodbye to you. Hang on the line for me, if you don't mind, Elijah. ElijahStacy.com is the website, and that's ElijahJSTACY. ElijahJStacy.com. The book, A Small If. And that is all the time we have for today in The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Well, I'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.